Good morning, beloved. Great to share my Monday morning with you. Thank you for inviting me into your homes. Today we're going to be looking at Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 22. Israel was made up of 12 tribes named for the sons of Jacob. After King Solomon died, the 10 northern tribes formed their own kingdom and called it Israel, while the 2 southernmost tribes formed the kingdom of Judah. Jeremiah envisions a time when the Lord will rebuild Israel, and the people will return to their own land, and the 12 tribes will be restored as one nation. God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. And so let's begin our reading of Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "The time is coming when I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they will be my people. In the desert, I showed mercy to those people who had escaped death, and when the people of Israel longed for rest, I appeared to them from far away. People of Israel, I have always loved you, so I continue to show you my constant love. Once again, I will rebuild you. Once again, you will take up your tambourines and dance joyfully. Once again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria, and those who plant them will eat what the vineyards produce. Yes, the time is coming when centuries shall call out on the hills of Ephraim, 'Let's go up to Zion to the Lord our God.'" The Lord says, "Sing with joy for Israel, the greatest of the nations. Sing your song of praise. The Lord has saved his people. He has rescued all who are left. I will bring them from the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. The blind and the lame will come with them, pregnant women and those about to give birth. They will come back a great nation. My people will return weeping, praying as I lead them back. I will guide them to streams of water, on a smooth road where they will not stumble. I am like a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my oldest son." The Lord says, "Nations, listen to me and proclaim my word on the far-off shores. I scattered my people, but I will gather them and guard them as a shepherd guards his flock. I have set Israel's people free and have saved them from a mighty nation. They will come and sing for joy on Mount Zion and be delighted with my gifts, gifts of grain and wine and olive oil, gifts of sheep and cattle. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will have everything they need. When the young women will dance and be happy, and the young men, young and old alike, will rejoice, I will comfort them and turn their mourning into joy, their sorrow into gladness. I will fill the priests with the richest food and satisfy all the needs of my people. I, the Lord, have spoken." The Lord says, "A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children. They are gone, and she refuses to be comforted. Stop your crying and wipe away your tears. All you that have done for your children will not go unrewarded. They will return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future. Your children will come back home. I, the Lord, have spoken." I hear the people of Israel say in grief, "Lord, we were like an untamed animal, but you taught us to obey. Bring us back. We are ready to return to you, the Lord our God. We turned away from you, and soon we wanted to return. After you had punished us, we hung our heads in grief. We were ashamed and disgraced because we sinned when we were young. Israel, you are my dearest child, the one I love best. Whenever I mention your name, I think of you with love. My heart goes out to you. I will be merciful. Set up signs and mark the road. Find again the way by which you left. Come back, people of Israel. Come home to the towns you left. How long will you hesitate, faithless people? I have created something new and different as a woman protecting a man. Well, today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 17, where God says, there is hope for your future. Your children will come back home. I, the Lord, have spoken. You know, Jeremiah envisions a time when all the tribes of Israel will be restored into one nation of God's people, and that kingdom was going to be rebuilt. You know, it's interesting that, there have been the nation of Israel, many of the European nations, the United States of America, have been based upon the Word of God. And one by one, even though they proclaim themselves to be built upon God's Word, they've turned from God and wandered away. But God has promised to be faithful and to call His children back to Him. Let us pray. God of love and mercy, Your world suffers from brokenness, war, and conflict. Forgive us for the ways in which we fail to live in community, and reveal to us opportunities for reconciliation and new life. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 23 through 40, where the prophet Jeremiah describes God's new covenant with His people. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.